and the Salaf were those that if they were riding on a beast, on a horse, on a camel, on a donkey, and their riding stick was to fall down, they wouldn't ask anyone to pick it up for them. Why? Huh? Depending, because that would be depending upon other than Allah. They would... Ayna, barakallahu feekum. Naam. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakallahu khair. They would ask no one for anything other than Allah. So they're on a... You're on a... You drop your stick. You drop your stick. You won't ask anyone, pick the stick up for me and give it to me. Think about it. I'm sure the women are listening. The brothers keep on telling me that I do this, but inshallah I'll do it again. Right? How many times we're at home, and we say to the wife, iron my clothes. Get me a glass of water. How many times we do that? Barakallahu feekum. Now, this, I'm not taking that away. That's the sisters are listening, say, man, I'm not ironing no more clothes for him. Right? La. Yeah. Yani, that's upon the women. And the other side of this is that the women should love for their husbands. Don't give your husband a chance to ask you. Don't give your husbands a chance to ask you. Do it. Do it without them asking you, right? Ar-ruqya. Right? And we'll come to the hadith. Right? We'll come to this hadith and everyone shaking. And mashallah, it's a beautiful hadith. I don't think we'll get to it today. We'll get to it next week, inshallah. Right? But this is how you establish a tawheed. Allahu Akbar.